أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Surah 64, Al-Taghabun. Title: The expression Al-Taghabun is used in the verse 9 of this surah, from whence comes its title. Period of Revelation. According to Muqatil and Kalbi, it is partly Meccan and partly Medinan. Abdullah ibn Abbas and Atha ibn Yasar clarify that its verses 1 to 13 are Meccan and 14 to 18 are Medinan. However, most of the Quran commentators regard the whole surah as Medinan. Its contents do not provide a clue about the period of its revelation. On studying it closely, one feels that it may have been sent down in the early Medinan phase, which would explain why it seems both Meccan and Medinan. Subject matter and themes. It instructs on the professing of faith, on obedience, and on excellent morals and manners. Verses 1 to 4 address all of humanity. Verses 5 to 10 are directed at those who refuse to believe in the Quran, while verses 11 to 18 address those who believe in it. While addressing all human beings, the Quran apprises them of four truths. 1. This universe inhabited by them is not without its Lord. Its creator, master, and ruler is Almighty Allah, whose perfection is testified to by all that is in this universe. 2. This universe is not without a purpose. Its creator has brought it into being in truth. People should not have the delusion that this worldly life is some vain sport without any meaningful end. 3. God has created them in the best of molds and giving them the choice between faith and unbelief. Their opting for either is, once again, not a trivial matter. God watches to see how they exercise his freedom to choose. 4. They are not beyond reckoning. Eventually, they have to return to their Creator and appear before Him who knows all that is in the universe. Nothing about them is hidden from Him. He knows even the secrets of their hearts. After explaining these four truths about the universe and man, the surah addresses those opting for unbelief, drawing their attention to the rise and fall of communities throughout history. Although man may offer all sorts of justifications for the rise and fall of communities, God, however, unravels the truth. There have always been only two basic causes of the fall of communities. 1. They had refused to listen to the messengers sent down for their guidance. As a result, God left them on their own. They fabricated their own fanciful notions and strayed further into error. 2. They had rejected the doctrine of the hereafter and turned to the delusion that the life of this world is everything. They ruled out the next life and also their entire outlook on life. Their conduct was perverted and eventually divine punishment overwhelmed them. The earth was thus purged of them. After stating these two important historical lessons, the unbelievers are asked to see reason. If they want to avoid the horrible fate of earlier communities, they should better believe in Allah, His Messenger, and the light of guidance sent down by Him in the form of the Quran. They are warned at the same time against the Day of Judgment, when all the earlier and later communities and individuals will be gathered. Each one of them will stand exposed on the day, and their fate will be decided on the basis of their faith and good actions. It will be ascertained who had opted for the straight way and who went astray with his unbelief and rejection of truth. The former will be entitled to eternal paradise, and the latter will roast forever in hell. Then, the believers are given these valuable directives. 1. Every calamity befalling man is by Allah's command. Allah guides the one who remains steadfast in his faith, even in adverse circumstances, to the truth. In contrast, the one who in adversity abandons his faith out of panic or resentment cannot escape suffering without his command. Man's disobedience incurs the priceless loss of divine guidance. 2. A believer should not only profess faith, but should practically obey Allah and His Messenger. If he refuses to obey, he will be responsible for his loss, for the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, has performed his duty of conveying the truth to him. 3. A believer should repose trust only in Allah and not in any worldly power or his own self. 4. For a believer, his belongings and his family are a trial. Love for them can drive one away from the path of faith and obedience. Believers should therefore be careful about their families and should not distract their families from the way of Allah. Moreover, believers should spend their earnings in the cause of Allah. This will protect them from the love of money. 5. Every human being is accountable in proportion to his capacity. Allah does not demand that anyone works beyond his capacity. Nonetheless, a believer should work to the extent that he is able with God consciousness in his speech, character, and dealings. He should not cross the limits set by Allah.